Exciting. I'm excited. How about you?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's gonna be fun talking about random things.
Yeah, that's true. And here, of course, our little sister. Say hello. Say hello. Yes, a laugh. Thank you for that. Anyway, to start this podcast, let's introduce ourselves. I am Ivana, Van for short. I am the middle child.
I am Anton, the eldest. You can call me Ton.
And the youngest. Come on. Hi! my name is Alicia. Call me Ellie if you want. Yeah, okay. So, this is the very first podcast, the very first episode of our podcast, and I gave this, this idea, just like a while ago. I mean, I've been thinking about this. I wanted to make my own podcast.
Been thinking a lot about this.
Yeah, because I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and I'm very interested and very intrigued how, you know, people get to share their own stories.
What?
Yeah.
What does it smell like?
Candy.
Which candy?
I have no idea, but it smells like candy. Anyway.
That's not a good explanation.
So, in this podcast, what do we expect from this podcast? How about you? What do you expect?
Well, I expect to tackle a lot of different topics, controversial or not.
Yeah. I don't really expect anything. I'm pretty sure we're gonna talk about a lot of things. It's gonna be pretty random, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so today, you know, I have an idea. Like, what if we take turns in picking out the topics for each episode?
Yeah, that would be cool.
So, like, you know, to keep it entertaining as well. Yeah.
I have so much to say.
I think, you know, since I brought up the idea today, I decided, you know, why not I give it today? So I was thinking of talking about today. Like, in general, like, what's been happening around the world in general and, like, with us in our personal lives. I think that would be, like, very interesting.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, with the pandemic going on.
Yeah. And, like, online classes slowly opening. What, by the way, what are your thoughts on online class? I have so much things to say about it.
I honestly think it's bullshit. Like,
hey, we're not allowed to curse in here. Wait, can we?
No.
There might be children.
I don't think they'll
listen. Well, for sure, this podcast shouldn't be for children.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a child. Okay.
You're not a child. You're turning 14 years old.
Why do you sound so different?
Anyway.
Why are you built like that?
So anyway, going back to the question. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I think, like, online classes right now are sort of unfair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Like, lots of people nowadays are struggling to make ends meet. How much more are they going to find, like, financial stability in order to pay for their tuition fees?
Yeah, that's true.
And, oh, it's different here in the Philippines. There's no, like, student loans. There's a program that allows students to take loans.
Scholarships, where, yeah.
Yeah. No, there's a bank guild.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can take a loan to pay your tuition fees. A certain amount only. But you have to, like, apply for it. You have to meet, like, certain qualifications.
Right.
But still, that's not, like, a fair advantage for most people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, Philippines has, like, the worst internet connection.
Yes, amen.
In the whole world. Like, I don't know.
So true. You know, I want to share something. So, you know, right, I'm, like, the block rep of my class. So, like, I have to deal with, like, you know, my blockmates, my classmates, I mean.
And last night, yesterday, we were given like so much assignments, and then we had to like, you know, make sure that we get to pass it. But then there was no due date given. There was no deadline. So he was so worried when the deadline will be. He messaged me like 12 a.m. last night, and he asked me if I could get in contact with the teacher because he couldn't finish it. Cause he said like he was so tired already, like he had like so much strain. Like, yeah. I think he was working on too much yesterday, so like he kept telling me like I'm losing brain cells. Like, I don't think I can work on this anymore.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. So he got so worried, and he really asked for help, like if I can like get in contact with the teacher and ask if, you know, he could submit a bit later. But
wait, shouldn't he be the one to like tell the teacher?
Well, yeah, that's one also, which I mean, he didn't have the email of the teacher, so I had to give it to him, so which I did.
Okay.
But you know, to also like help him like, you know, stay calm also, because I think he was panicking. So I had to like, you know, help in one way by emailing the teacher.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't like about online classes. It's like the anxiety is escalated to like times 10 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because like it's different when you're at school versus when you're like at home and you're bringing school to your home.
Yeah.
It's like you have to always think twice about everything.
Because
you never know, like, oh, what did the teacher, like, send a notification that there's a new assignment and it got buried in your other social media notifications?
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't control that.
That's true. It's very... it's very sad, honestly. It's... You know, I hate online class. It's so much worse than actually going to school. Like, imagine like the amount of hate you actually go to school compared to like just staying home doing school stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's like one of the upsides of online classes. You don't have to deal with like physical school drama.
Yeah, true. At least, but you know what? I've never met my classmates since, you know, I just started college. So I've never met them in person. And I just got to know them, like, through Messenger. And it's... I mean, I'm quite shocked as well of how close we've gotten throughout, like, the past week. And how open we are to each other. I mean, my course is BS Psychology, so... I'm pretty sure like these types of people are very like open-minded and like very into like, you know, human minds and stuff like that. And you know, maybe future counselors, future lawyers. There are a lot of future lawyers, actually. A lot of people who are planning to go through law.
Well, it's kind of surprising they're taking psychology as a pre-law course.
Well, the reason was it's actually a good pre-law course. That's what they said. That's what they heard from other people also.
Oh,
yeah.
In my case, when I was in senior high, their teacher said that accountancy was a good pre-law subject.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Maybe a different kind. Their law itself has like different, you know,
yeah, that's
specialization.
True.
So I think, yeah, it's a different specialization for them with accountancy also.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, you know what? But you know what sucks? Like, every day just feels like the same day over and over and over and over and over again. Because, you know, we're stuck in one place doing the same things all over again.
Yeah.
It's very heartbreaking. And by the way, what have you been doing like to cope up with all of this stuck at home?
Me? I've been doing like lots of random spontaneous things, like,
yeah.
I just gave a workshop last week.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was Wow.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was fun.
Most of the times, I'm just like either on YouTube or Netflix trying to find things to watch. Or right now, since I'm an officer in an organization, I have to like help out in planning the events that are now online, which is like
so much
two times harder than what people might expect, because you never know how the event is going to unfold on the actual day.
Yeah,
most especially like it's reliant on the internet.
Yeah,
if the internet is gonna be bad on that day, you're like dead meat, especially if you're the one streaming content. So yeah,
especially like how bad our Wi-Fi connection has been
in really bad
in the Philippines, sadly, very sad. But
yeah, I just don't think we're ready for online classes, honestly.
Yeah, like, exactly,
like the infrastructures around us,
this is a new world. It's legit the new normal that we're living in right now. We're very not used to it. We're trying to adjust. Everyone's trying to adjust. And you know what, I've heard a lot of news about like suicides and mental health issues that have been, you know, increasing. And it's very sad.
There was this news when COVID first entered the Philippines. There's a patient who suicided.
Yeah.
Because he could not afford the hospital bills.
That was...
My heart just like dropped hearing that news. Like, I don't think health should be such a burden to people.
Exactly.
It's a human need. It's a human right.
Exactly. But you know how our, you know...
The government.
The government. You know, this is not because we might get sued. But anyway.
This is our own podcast again.
But anyway. Yeah. You know, the situation in the Philippines is very, very hard to deal with. Especially, the leaders in the Philippines are not really, you know, giving such an impact on our...
They're not delivering the expected... Yeah. Or, like, even the bare minimum when it comes to public service.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing with the Philippines. It's like, the people are sort of ready to adapt to the new normal. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's the people in power that makes it really hard to, like, adapt.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. But like, did you hear they, like, signed in a new telco? Like, they gave a new telco a license to operate for, like, 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's called Ditto. I don't know.
But you know what? The leaders are doing the most unnecessary things on the most necessary times.
Yeah, like, especially when they shut down, like, ABS-CBN.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Heartbreaking. You know, like... How many people are like, it's the wrong time to do that, especially in this pandemic.
Yeah, like when information is so crucial and when television or this specific like broadcasting channel, like people rely on them the most, and then the government's like shut down just because like they're very critical of their president. It's just very unfair and very hypocritical for someone who's leading a supposed fair, humane, and just country that he wanted to convey.
But what sucks even more is the people. How many like people have lost their jobs? Like, how many employees were there? I think it was like thousands.
10,000? 100,000?
A lot. That's a lot. It's just very heartbreaking.
Very heartbreaking.
But, yeah. Anyway.
Well, that's the country we live in.
Exactly. You know, we just hope, we just wish that things could be, you know, a little bit different. Just maybe a little bit better. But, you know, what can we do? We can't... All we do is hope every single day. And that's the only thing we can do. Because...
Yeah, they I think that's what drives more most people every day.
Yeah, that's so true. The
but
hope.
There are days where you just like, it just feels so far from like hoping that this would actually like happen.
Yeah.
Something good will come out of this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, we've lost so many people. Like, a few days ago, we lost, you know, Black Panther, Chadwick.
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, due to cancer.
Stage, like the last stage, right?
Yeah, stage four.
So sad.
And it was so... I just found out a few days ago as well that people actually, like were making fun of him because he lost a lot of weight. He posted, like...
Are you serious?
He posted a picture or, like, a selfie. I'm not sure if he posted it or people were, like... screen capturing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like a month ago. He was like really thin. People were joking like he was on drugs or something.
But they
and then now it turns out like he was actually sick. He was sick. He was suffering from colon cancer.
Yes. Voice break. Anyway.
Why are you laughing?
No, your voice broke. Okay. That was funny, but anyway, yeah, it's very heartbreaking. You know, what I hate, what I just, you know, feel disappointed about is, you know, people just assume right away instead of like.
That's the problem of social media nowadays.
That's quit social media essay.
She was writing an essay a while ago, and she asked me. Like my thoughts on it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she already submitted it, so I don't know why she even asked me.
But like, anyway, but hey, you know what? Like, I think it was a TED Talk video about quit social media, and like he kept trying to convince that life would be so much better without social media. Would you believe that?
I honestly nowadays I wouldn't. Say the same because
exactly
despite social media becoming such a toxic environment it can be but not saying it's always it's like a source of information and communication for most people nowadays now that a lot of people are online
not seeing each other
Facebook,
not going out.
Facebook itself has like 2 billion plus users worldwide.
Most of them is
like,
Filipinos.
I wouldn't be surprised about that. It's like almost like how many fifth of the global population.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we still have like the Twitter communities, Instagram, Snapchat still alive.
Yeah. It's becoming alive again.
Really?
I mean, at one point, I think everyone... there were quite some people who forgot about Snapchat. I mean, I kind of forgot about it.
I forgot about it.
I did. But then, like, lately, I think just this year, I think when, you know, quarantine started happening, people started to look for more social media platforms to use to, like, as a source of entertainment. Then Snapchat was added again, I guess. I mean, that's in my, like, observation.
I bet people are just like reposting their TikToks there.
Actually, no. Probably, yeah. Or Instagram stories.
Yeah, this is what I don't understand. Like, people would make content on TikTok.
Yeah.
Then they would save it and then repost it on like Twitter or somewhere else. And the ones on Twitter get more reaches than the one on TikTok. Or, like, maybe TikTok will take some more time because people will find it. Yeah, I just find that sort of funny. But good marketing.
But, yeah, for themselves, yeah.
For themselves.
Like, they're, you know, maybe it's their own way of growing their own, you know, platform as well to get themselves famous and, you know, well-known. I mean, my friends do that, like, TikTok and goes to Instagram stories and then... Yeah, that's basically it. Or Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, Instagram story. That's exactly what killed Snapchat.
Exactly. That's why I forgot about Snapchat.
That's what happens in the industry, yeah. People.
But then at
one dog eat dog world.
But at one point though, Snapchat filters were still so much better than Instagram, but like
I still think they're way better.
Yeah. But I think now like Instagram is slowly like up. Yeah, they're catching up. A lot more faster actually. They have better filter. I mean, their filters are getting like more popular.
Yeah.
Like the aesthetic ones.
I think what gave Instagram an edge at first is because you just need Instagram. If you have Instagram already, you can just use the Snapchat, like,
yeah,
you know, features.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, having to download Snapchat and only use that to, like, you know, communicate or socialize mm-hmm. with other people. And over time, it's just, like, people were just forgetting about it. Because, like, what's the use of having a second app that does the same thing with this app?
Yeah, it's, like, it's very redundant.
At first, it wasn't supposed to be. Because Snapchat was the only one. And then Facebook. Yeah. Facebook actually tried, I heard, they tried to buy Snapchat.
Oh.
But Snapchat declined. So what they did, they copied their features. Oh. And they made their own version of Snapchat, which is Instagram Stories.
Very good.
And there and behold, they actually ate up the competition.
That's their fault. You know, business world.
No, I mean, like, in part of Snapchat, it was bold of them to decline.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Like, you know, they believed, like, they could stand on their
yeah,
own.
Yeah, but they were still private at that time. And then they were selling shares, like, how many years later.
Yeah.
And then they weren't doing well anymore as a company. And I think that's where it started showing, like, Snapchat was really
mm-hmm.
going down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But, you know, like, with what's going on around the world, like, we just wish there would be peace at least for a day. Just one day, please.
Yes, I know, right? It's so hard, especially like everything you scroll on like Twitter being like our new newspaper.
Yeah.
It's like full of like
sad news.
Yeah, like updates on like cases,
mm-hmm.
numbers. It can get heavy.
Especially like also like you're stuck at home and you're also trying to deal with yourself and your own problems, and maybe like with the ones who are living at home as well, like you're trying to deal with everything around you. It's just very heavy.
Yeah.
It's like the workload is so much worse than maybe studies,
uh-huh.
I guess. And now like considering like, you know, we have to, you know, school is opening up already, the more workload we have to like deal with ourselves. It's
yeah.
very frustrating.
It's
I
also
just,
like it feels like harder because like we've always put in our minds like home is like a place of like relaxing,
yeah,
doing homeworks,
yeah, yeah, so
not,
true,
not like being an extension of your classroom,
yeah, oh my
becoming
gosh.
An actual office space or workspace,
yeah,
it just makes things a little more harder,
yeah. And you know, I remember that was that academic freeze 2020,
yeah,
oh my god,
the people on Twitter,
yes,
I was angry.
I think everyone was angry. We all wanted academic freeze, but you know,
the government
never
wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
Because
so,
they're insecure.
That's true. They have high pride.
No, it's like they want to produce a lot of like graduates who are on time, who are academically
yeah.
excellent, that they think is like, you know, that looks good on paper.
Yeah, that's true.
But in reality, like if you look at other countries, like their education system are actually producing better graduates.
Yeah, that's true.
Like in college, our load or like the units that we have to take are like 21 to
mm-hmm.
26 units,
mm-hmm.
and over abroad it's just like how many?
Yeah.
Just a handful, I guess.
Yeah. They even still have, like, time to, like, go out.
Yeah. Like, my friend in Canada, like, she would only have, like, a few classes a week.
My goodness.
And us, we have, like, a full-on schedule, like, every day.
It's...
From Monday to Friday, sometimes Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It gets really draining, our education system. No, it's not just getting drained. It is
super.
It's cutthroat.
Yeah. It's the sad thing about the education here in the Philippines. The downside.
Yeah. Like, it's like the Philippines is going to be producing, like, honestly, more hardworking graduates.
Yeah.
But when we talk about, like, those who are capable in terms of skills, I think, like, we are sort of, like, not all well-rounded, you know? Like, there are times that people would, like, prioritize this course.
Mm-hmm.
So they would excel in that. So when they graduate, it could be, like, in other things, they're not that good, but only in this particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know what? I know we can get through this, you know. We just have to put an extra effort, I guess.
Pull through the 11 months.
Yeah. I just hope things get better soon, though.
Yeah.
And I really want to, like, experience, like, the campus life. I really want to.
Yeah.
I even want to learn how to drive already.
Me too.
Like, you know, I've always imagined my first year in college to be, like, you know, fun memories and stuff. Like, maybe I get to drive to school already. And, like, maybe after school I get to hang out with
my
friends.
Well, if we're going to be getting driver's licenses, I would be the one driving. Or it could be, like, some days you will drive.
Yeah, of course. We'll take turns.
Yeah.
Whoever is, like, less tired has to drive.
But at least now, in the semester, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, at least. We haven't even learned yet, because we
everything is closed.
Yeah, everything's closed. So, it's sad. That now we're like, getting in... I mean, you're in your 20s. I'm gonna get into my 20s next year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so old.
You will feel... Like... I feel old, but I also feel, like,
young.
Yeah, because, like, it's weird because in the Philippines, like, we didn't have senior high 2 years ago. Oh, no, 3 years? 4 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years.
Like, starting 2015
ago.
Is the year 2016 is when Philippines first had senior high school. So it's, like, additional 2 years for the... 10th graders. Yeah. So, when we entered college, our seniors were already graduating. They were, like, in their fourth year.
Yeah.
And it was so weird because they were so mature at such a young age. While us, we were, like, 1 year younger than them.
Yeah.
And we were still, like, a bunch
about.
Of high school kids entering college.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's this sort of immaturity still in us.
Yeah. Well, that's a sad new reality. And it's just very... It's kind of... When you think about it, it's kind of hard to believe. But, like, at the same time, it is happening.
Yeah.
Things are changing. Always changing.
You know, this is what happens, like, when people don't take things seriously, they end up taking it for granted.
Yes. Amen. Amen to that. Yeah. Wow, we're like 30 minutes in. This is the... We talked so long.
It's only the first episode, and we're already like 30 minutes in.
I mean... We already started with a topic.
This is
That's
the
why.
Premiere, guys. The debut.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Since, you know what? We want our listeners to get to know us. So we should, like, you know, say something about ourselves.
Didn't we already?
We only introduced our names.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let me start first.
Okay.
Well, Okay.
We'll take a pause on the very serious topic because we don't want it to seem so great.
We'll bring it on in the next few episodes.
Okay. Pause muna.
Yeah, so I'm Ton. You can call me Ton. I'm an advertising major under fine arts. I'm in my third year. Yeah, graphic design is my passion.
What uni?
Yeah, I'm really into tech, branding, marketing. It's like my blood. Without it, I don't think I can.
It runs in my veins.
Yeah, literally, people would call me the next Steve Jobs if I would go on stage. When we would have org events, I would sometimes have to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and people would be like, "Oh my god."
Sana all.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. I'm Ivana, for short, Van. I am my first year in college, majoring in BS psychology, and what else? I'm an aspiring photographer. I am a badminton player. I've been playing for my whole life, ever since I was little. I think maybe I was 8. Yeah, I think probably there. That's where I started. And then I'm very into K-pop. I'm pretty sure K-drama. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be talking about that as well. We're gonna talk about that in an episode for sure. I love 17, 80s, SF9. I have so much. I love Twice as well. What else? Yeah, I have more, but I'm not gonna say everything because it's a long list. But anyway, that's some facts about me. Oh yeah. I've been into anime as well, together with my sister. Oh, Shab, we should talk. We should have a podcast where we talk about anime.
I can talk about it.
Yeah, we should do that as well. That'll be fun. And we can have one with K-pop and stuff. Yeah.
It's gonna be really interesting.
Super.
So thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate it. It's our first episode, so yeah, we still have a lot to
learn
and improve on along the way.
Yeah. But hopefully this first episode was good enough, I guess. And
yeah, I mean it's setting the tone of what our podcast is gonna be like.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, if you guys have, some recommendations on what we want to talk about next, you can suggest. Yeah. Is there a comment? There's probably a comment section, right?
I guess. Well, we'll have to wait and see when we upload this.
Yeah.
It's gonna be me, guys, who's gonna have a problem with this. She's just
hey, we're all in this together. Come on, man. Anyway.
She's the producer.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much. We'll see you guys. We'll not see you, but wait.
We just we'll hear. You'll hear from us again soon. There.
Next episode, probably next week. We'll probably do this weekly. We'll see, but as of now, we'll see. Thank you guys, and hope to see you soon.
Bye guys.
Bye.